Book 6, containing the interval of 32 years, from the death of Eli to the death of Saul. Chapter 1. The destruction that came upon the Philistines and upon their land by the wrath of God on account of their having carried the ark away captive, and after what manner they sent it back to the Hebrews. When the Philistines had taken the ark of the Hebrews captive, as I said a little before, they carried it to the city of Ashdod, and put it by their own god, who was called Dagon, as one of their spoils. But when they went into his temple the next morning to worship their god, they found him paying the same worship to the ark, for he lay along as having fallen down from the basis whereon he had stood. So they took him up and set him on his basis again, and were much troubled at what had happened. And as they frequently came to Dagon and found him still lying along in a posture of adoration to the ark, they were in very great distress and confusion. At length God sent a very destructive disease upon the city and country of Ashdod, for they died of the dysentery or flux, a sore distemper that brought death upon them very suddenly. For before the soul could, as usual in easy deaths, be well loosed from the body, they brought up their entrails and vomited up what they had eaten and what was entirely corrupted by the disease. And as to the fruits of their country, a great multitude of mice arose out of the earth and hurt them, and spared neither the plants nor the fruits. Now while the people of Ashdod were under these misfortunes, and were not able to support themselves under their calamities, they perceived that they suffered thus because of the ark, and that the victory they had gotten, and their having taken the ark captive, had not happened for their good. They therefore sent to the people of Ashkelon, and desired that they would receive the ark among them. This desire of the people of Ashdod was not disagreeable to those of Ashkelon, so they granted them that favor. But when they had gotten the ark, they were in the same miserable condition, for the ark carried along with it the disasters that the people of Ashdod had suffered to those who had received it from them. Those of Ashkelon also sent it away from themselves to others, nor did it stay among those others neither, for since they were pursued by the same disasters, they still sent it to the neighboring cities, so that the ark went round after this manner to the 5 cities of the Philistines, as though it exacted these disasters as a tribute to be paid it for its coming among them. When those that had experienced these miseries were tired out with them, and when those that heard of them were taught thereby not to admit the ark among them, since they paid so dear a tribute for it, at length they sought for some contrivance and method how they might get free from it. So the governors of the 5 cities, Gath and Ekron and Ashkelon, as also of Gaza and Ashdod, met together and considered what was fit to be done. And at first they thought proper to send the ark back to its own people, as allowing that God had avenged its cause, that the miseries they had undergone came along with it, and that these were sent on their cities upon its account, and together with it. However, there were those that said they should not do so, nor suffer themselves to be deluded, as ascribing the cause of their miseries to it, because it could not have such power and force upon them. For had God had such a regard to it, it would not have been delivered into the hands of men. So they exhorted them to be quiet, and to take patiently what had befallen them, and to suppose there was no other cause of it but nature, which, at certain revolutions of time, produces such mutations in the bodies of men, in the earth, in plants, and in all things that grow out of the earth. But the counsel that prevailed over those already described was that of certain men who were believed to have distinguished themselves in former times for their understanding and prudence, and who, in their present circumstances, seemed above all the rest to speak properly. These men said it was not right either to send the ark away or to retain it, but to dedicate 5 golden images, one for every city, as a thank offering to God, on account of his having taken care of their preservation, and having kept them alive when their lives were likely to be taken away by such distempers as they were not able to bear up against. They also would have them make 5 golden mice like to those that devoured and destroyed their country, to put them in a bag, and lay them upon the ark, to make them a new cart also for it, and to yoke milch kine to it, but to shut up their calves, and keep them from them, lest by following after them they should prove a hindrance to their dams, and that the dams might return the faster out of a desire of those calves. Then to drive these milch kine that carried the ark, and leave it at a place where three ways met, and so leave it to the kine to go along which of those ways they pleased, that in case they went the way to the Hebrews, and ascended to their country, they should suppose that the ark was the cause of their misfortunes. But if they turned into another road, they said, "We will pursue after it, and conclude that it has no such force in it." So they determined that these men spake well, and they immediately confirmed their opinion by doing accordingly. And when they had done as has been already described, they brought the cart to a place where three ways met, and left it there and went their ways. But the kine went the right way, and as if some persons had driven them, while the rulers of the Philistines followed after them, as desirous to know where they would stand still, and to whom they would go. Now there was a certain village of the tribe of Judah, the name of which was Beth Shemesh, and to that village did the kine go. And though there was a great and good plain before them to proceed in, they went no farther, but stopped the cart there. This was a sight to those of that village, and they were very glad. For it being then summertime, and all the inhabitants being then in the fields gathering in their fruits, they left off the labors of their hands for joy, as soon as they saw the ark, and ran to the cart, and taking the ark down, and the vessel that had the images in it, and the mice, they set them upon a certain rock which was in the plain. And when they had offered a splendid sacrifice to God, and feasted, they offered the cart and the kine as a burnt offering. And when the lords of the Philistines saw this, they returned back. But now it was that the wrath of God overtook them, and struck 70 persons of the village of Beth Shemesh dead, who, not being priests, and so not worthy to touch the ark, had approached to it. Those of that village wept for these that had thus suffered, and made such a lamentation as was naturally to be expected on so great a misfortune that was sent from God. And every one mourned for his own relation. And since they acknowledged themselves unworthy of the ark's abode with them, they sent to the public senate of the Israelites, and informed them that the ark was restored by the Philistines, which when they knew, they brought it away to Kirjath-Jearim, a city in the neighborhood of Beth Shemesh. In this city lived one Abinadab, by birth a Levite, and who was greatly commended for his righteous and religious course of life. So they brought the ark to his house, as to a place fit for God himself to abide in, since therein did inhabit a righteous man. His sons also ministered to the divine service at the ark, and were the principal curators of it for 20 years. For so many years it continued in Kirjath-Jearim, having been but 4 months with the Philistines.